You were right about this leaning pole, dude.
Right? It's like nice.
It's got a nice leaning pole.
I told Kevin, you know, sometimes on the show we stand up, sometimes we lean. But I told him we have a nice leaning spot on this one. I said, trust me, the leaning is going to be exquisite. Welcome, everybody. Creepy Old Crypt. New episode. I don't even know what number.
We've lost number. I don't know.
It'll say it on the upload, but I don't care.
I don't even know
if we need to number them. You know, it's they're there. This is this episode.
Yeah.
But this episode is going to be about theme park movies. Now you
and
might
our
be
favorites.
You might be thinking theme park movies. Oh, like the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, or the Haunted Mansion movie. No.
Nope.
We're not talking like movies at the movie theater. We're talking movies that are an attraction.
Yeah, park-specific film attractions.
Yes.
That are film first.
Yes. That's the attraction is you go and see a movie in a theme park.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about. And, and then you could get into, like, what is the criteria for that? Is Soarin' at California Adventure, is that a movie?
It's a big screen, but so is
yeah,
it not?
There but, is a film, but
yeah,
no.
But if, no.
If there's a seatbelt, that's a ride.
Yeah.
That's
if it has a ride vehicle, that's a ride.
We're talking you go into a theater, you watch a movie, and that's the attraction.
Yep.
That's not something they do much anymore, I would say. A lot of the time, that's not really done as much
now, especially
in California. Other states, maybe a little bit more because there's more touristy stuff, but not so much here. So we're going to get into our favorite theme park film attraction.
Yeah, we're going to do the top five.
Yes. Top five and then talk about all the other runners up on the way to our top five.
Yeah.
But before that, there's been a lot of news in the theme park world.
Yes.
So we thought we'd talk about that first real quick.
Because
I've had a lot of people ask me, what is your, what's that?
The restrooms.
Oh, they're actually on the other side.
On the other, if you loop around.
It's the exit to this ride that has the restrooms, and it's on the other side.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Everyone's been asking us what we think about, at least I can't speak if they're asking you, they're asking me.
Yeah.
Galaxy's Edge, the new news that just dropped like a day ago.
Yeah.
They are going to
change
the timeline of Galaxy's Edge.
And split into two things, two
the
areas.
The whole time that Galaxy's Edge has existed, it has been strict in the story. They've tried to keep it in continuity.
Yes.
Which I do think is a valiant effort. Mm-hmm. No one's ever done that before.
Yeah.
Where, hey, this theme park land is part of the movie continuity. When you step in, that's in continuity.
You're in
with
that
the
world.
Films.
Yeah.
And I think that is a neat idea.
Mm-hmm.
But for years, someone's going in this theater right now. This theater. By the way, we should say our location. We are in front of the long defunct Captain EO Theater. Actually, they call it the Magic Eye Theater.
Yes, where Captain EO was. And this was where it was an open-air stage at one point where, like, Halix played.
A long time ago, stuff like that.
And then they covered it and turned it into an actual
theater. When they got their deal with George Lucas.
Yeah. For EO.
Yeah, so, that was in this very theater.
Yeah, these are all the entrance doors.
It's been empty for a long time now. Mm-hmm. There's now attraction posters for various Tomorrowland rides.
Yeah.
And then if you notice on some of the walls, it's artwork of Tomorrowland from the movie Tomorrowland.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
They painted when they were exhibiting that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never, I mean, why paint over it?
Yeah.
You know, it's Tomorrowland.
Yeah, it fits with the land.
It fits the vibe, even though no one went and saw that movie. But anyway, Galaxy's Edge has always been in a strict timeline. It takes place between Star Wars Episode 8 and 9.
Okay.
And now they are finally going, okay, who cares? Just, okay, so this, the right side of Galaxy's Edge is going to be original trilogy era.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bit, you know, it nudges into things close to it, like The Mandalorian, that takes place. That's like right after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So that's included. Ahsoka is included. But otherwise, it's original trilogy. And then the left side of the land by
Rise of the Resistance. Yeah.
That is going to stay Resistance.
The
sequel trilogy.
Sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to stay that way with Kylo Ren and Rey and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, like, the area that used to be Kylo Ren coming out of his ship and walking around, now it's Darth Vader.
It will be.
I'm not going to complain about
that.
And I kind of said this earlier, you know, and I don't know how you feel, but my feeling on it is basically, I loved what they were trying to do
yeah.
with telling a complete story with Galaxy's Edge, and part of that story was the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and part of it was is the building a lightsaber thing,
yes.
and part of it is they tried to tell all pieces of one big story through a thematic experience. But again, like a big part of it was that hotel.
Yeah.
Like a huge, like the whole reason you're doing Rise of the Resistance is reveal is like part you get all that when you're on the hotel.
Yeah.
And you get like the follow up.
It's
to
whole
it.
Part of the like you see yeah. where that like the sequel to the ride
yeah.
is basically happens on yeah. the in the hotel.
Exactly.
Like,
and none of it worked out.
Yep.
It all failed.
Yeah, they closed the hotel. Everything so, like that. They never built that here.
Yeah. So that's that.
Yeah.
That's it. So yeah, I mean the story's out the window at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, my feeling is, this is just my thought on it is, I really appreciate what they were trying to do. I love that they were mm-hmm. doing something different. Not
yeah.
just, hey, here's all Star Wars characters. They were trying to do something in story and
yeah,
character.
Yeah.
I love that. But it is pretty insane that if a kid goes, I want a picture with Darth Vader, like, oh, you can't do that
that's
here.
Not here, no.
Oh, no, you have to go to Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
There's a photo op in Tomorrowland. But, oh, Galaxy's Edge, Darth Vader's not alive here
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, this is a wrong timeline, bro.
We are overthinking.
Yes.
It's a theme park. It's a Star Wars land.
Mm-hmm.
Just put all the characters in it.
Yeah.
Like
that's where they
what
fit.
What are we doing?
That's where you need to do it.
Like, can I get a... I mean, Darth Vader, one of the most recognizable characters in fiction...
Mm-hmm.
I would argue.
Yeah.
Can I see him here? No. Oh, no. What? No. He's not. Why would he be here? That's not.
Wrong.
Oh, Traveler. He's on another planet, Traveler. Shut up. So, I don't know how you feel about
the
it.
The only thing I'm worried about, I don't mind the timeline. I think a majority of people don't really
yeah.
think about that when
sure,
they're in
sure,
that
sure.
land.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I get it. If,
yeah.
If that's important to.
Sure.
But. It's the music. It's
yeah.
I think
yeah. So I wanted to talk
the
about
the music
that.
Is really well done and how it doesn't use a lot of the themes in the
yes.
actual park.
Yes.
And from what it sounds like, there's going to be a lot more of that.
Yes.
And it's like I don't really need that in.
So that
the,
was that was in their report. The when they announced all this stuff,
yeah.
the music of John Williams is coming to Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
This is a complaint I've heard more than anything about the land.
Yes.
Where is the music?
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand it's like, okay, if the masses have told you this
yes.
for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
it's time to evaluate.
Yeah.
It's time to go like, yo, where is mm-hmm. that music?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I fully understand. I'm gonna be against the public on this one.
I am too.
And it sounds like you are too.
Yeah.
I thought what they did with the audio in Galaxy's Edge is cooler. People are like, it should have the music, it should have the music. Bro. You're hearing Star Wars music tumble out of every device you have.
Yeah.
I mean, where are you, when do you, what day do you, out of the week, do you not hear? I mean, that's everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, now you're going to hear it more. I guess I'm just confused by that. What, but I get it. It's an iconic part of Star Wars, and you're not hearing it in the land.
Yep.
I get it. But I think what they did with the environmental, kind of the storytelling of the audio, I get like, I'm gonna get offensive here. Sorry.
Okay.
This note is, it really sucks when, I feel like a lot of things they do in theme parks cater to people who don't pay attention. Do you know what I mean?
I can see that, yeah.
I hate to say that. I hate to be Mr. Elitist.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you and me, we love this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're savoring every little detail. Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, okay, ooh, you know, oh, they're playing this. Did you hear that they're, you know, this window is playing audio. It's like a Wookiee and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we notice that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. There's people who just kind of passively enjoy stuff. They're walking around, where's the music? Where's Star Wars
yeah, yeah.
music? And they end up winning out. And I mm-hmm. feel like that happens with theme parks. It's like all these little... wonderful details get steamrolled over by my family can't find this. Where's this?
Yeah.
You know,
there was like
and that doesn't make them invalid.
No, not at all.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. In an art form that calls, that cries for detail.
Yeah.
There's so many who
you just miss.
Don't want to see it or don't care to see it.
It reminds me of an article that was recent about Netflix has asked writers to restate the plot constantly because they go, our watchers are on their phones during the thing.
Yeah, people are on their phones all the time.
And it's like, don't cater to them. Try to get their attention away from their phones onto the TV screen.
It's like we just keep on whittling our product down for that person.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I mean, part of me shouldn't be surprised is that the way of the world is make this thing for mass consumption.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't want it to be a limited audience. Mm-hmm. Make it for mass consumption. We've been doing that since the beginning of time.
Yes.
But there should be some things. You know what I mean? And again, theme parks, it's like, what do we always praise in a good theme park? Mm-hmm. Detail.
Yes.
And I just feel like it's like, yeah, we all say we love detail, do we? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You notice the detail here? I just walk through. You know, it's like, oh, you say you like detail, but you're not really participating.
Yeah.
I remember when they did that, they opened that new, the Haunted Mansion store. There's a new store.
Oh, yes.
There's a new store.
Right at the exit of the ride.
The exit of the Haunted Mansion. Yeah. There's a brand new store. And someone pointed out there's a bunch of, there's AI artwork in the corner of it. It's like a bunch of bad AI artwork. Mm-hmm. What's going on with that?
I remember that.
And then the Imagineers in the newspaper, they talked about it, that they got busted for that. Mm-hmm. There was some interview and they were like, you know, we have a whole shop full of great, great props and cool stuff. But of course, everyone had to focus on this little corner.
Yeah.
That happened to have some AI artwork in it, so we're going to get rid of it. And they talked like they were bugged that people zeroed in on that. Mm-hmm. But again, it's like, this is a detail-oriented art form.
Yeah.
You have trained people to look for that.
Yeah.
But then you point out a detail, shame on you. You know, and it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like more and more people are, you know, they want you to gloss over it.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm kind of a hypocrite. I'm, you know, hypocrisy goes both ways, I guess, because there's certain things that I enjoy that I go, don't think about it too hard.
Yes. I definitely have
that too. We all do that at some point, but I don't know. I guess there's some things that I wish were a little more sacred.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I'm like ranting.
No, it's not ranting.
On and on. But so they said they're going to add the John Williams music. I guess my hope, I was like, I'm against it. I posted online, I'm against this.
Yeah.
I like that they did something different and made it like, hey, it actually the soundscape of the land is like you actually went to an alien world.
Yes.
You're hearing things in windows.
Transitions and all the stuff in the windows and stuff like that.
You're just hearing weird sounds everywhere. You're not hearing da, 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 da. And sorry to keep going on this. What drives me nuts is I keep seeing people like, well, you know, John Williams made a Galaxy's Edge theme.
Yes.
And I saw people online like, I hate that you never hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That they only play, they kind of faintly play it on the transitions. Like when you walk into the park, you'll hear, do, 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 do. They play it like a little transition, then it goes away.
Yeah.
And I saw so many people posting, I hate that that's the only time you ever hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the only time you hear it.
No, it's in the, like...
They save it for the big moments.
In the rides and stuff.
When you go on the rides, exactly. When you, Rise of the Resistance, when the shuttle kicks on, that theme, dun, 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 dun.
Yep.
And they play it when you land the Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
They save it for the highs.
Yeah.
And I think the music hits harder when you have those moments.
Yeah. Even the original Trilly music is in the park. It's just saved for those moments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think they did a great job. I don't know if you've seen, that projection show that they do?
Yes. Yeah. I saw it one time.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought they did a good job
with
that.
They
did. I thought it was a neat use of
it. I did too.
And the music is blasting triumphantly during that. And it's emotional. That's where it should be used.
Yeah.
It's a show. Use the hell out of that music there. You know, when you do the lightsaber building thing, not to give anything away, sorry, but it's a whole, you know, $200 show.
Yeah.
But they, you start to hear, at one point, all of a sudden they start hearing like, wait, do you hear that?
Yeah,
And they start hearing Yoda's voice.
Yeah.
And then you hear his theme start to pipe in.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so much cooler when it's used in, like a movie, in the emotional moments and not just on loop.
Yeah.
So anyway, I posted online that I said, I'm against this. I don't want to hear the music on loop. good friend of ours, Matthew Serrano, who is a director.
Oh, yeah. Great documentary.
He made the Helix documentary.
Yeah, which you just talked about, which played it right behind us.
Played right here.
Yeah.
He replied to me, and he said, okay, I hear you, but he said, what you're picturing is they keep playing the three main themes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, like, that's what I'm scared
of. Main theme, Darth Vader, like...
I don't want to hear Yoda's theme on loop all day long. I've heard it. Okay. And he's like, yeah, if it is that, that sucks. He said, but if they do this cool, you can't deny this. Check this out. What if when you're walking up to Rise of the Resistance, you hear this? And he linked me to, there's a track, I think it was on the Star Wars Battlefront soundtrack, but I think it's from when they were preparing the Hoth battle in Empire. Okay. And it's like... like, it kind of sounds like getting ready. He's like, if you hear that when you're like getting ready to go on the ride, he's like, I don't know, that's kind of dope.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes. So I agree with him. If they go and pick a great selection of music and that's and it's different everywhere, then it will be cool. Because then it will feel like Star Wars.
Yes.
But I just don't want to hear the same three things again and again. And what gives me no faith is that they do a fireworks show in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Now, well, they do fireworks in the park, but in if you're in Galaxy's Edge, they play Star Wars music.
Yeah, because it's basically, you can see it in multiple places in the park, in Galaxy's Edge, there's like, why not
play
do a
Star
show?
Wars music.
Play Star Wars music, yeah.
And I remember thinking, there is one scene in all of Star Wars that they actually watch fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to use the music from that scene? And it's Return of the Jedi after they, spoiler, kill the Emperor.
Yeah.
And the Empire's defeated. They do fireworks. And I'm like, is it going to be that music? No, it's the same three songs.
Yep.
And so I'm like, bro, if they didn't put in the effort there, are they going to do it elsewhere in the park? Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
So I guess that's my question. Is like, this guy thinks he's a main character. Anyway, but yeah. So basically, I'm just kind of like skeptic. I'm kind of like, all right, let's see.
Let's see what happens.
Tell me what you know, like, prove to me you can play deep cuts.
I think it's going to be before this summer. Like it.
I think it's. What is it? It's only May the 4th?
Yeah, I bet you they're going to have it done by that.
Yeah, it was like April 29th, I think.
Yeah, so.
So it's just in time for May the 4th.
Just in time for May the 4th and summer and stuff like that, so. We'll see.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, yeah, my general take is, I'm fine bringing in all the characters. I don't care. The music, I'm being like, we'll see. That's where I'm at. Sounds like you're...
Yeah, the music's the only thing I'm worried about. Well, so we'll see when that happens.
Yeah.
If it's good or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aside from that, other things in the theme park world, they did say years ago, hey, in 2026, we're going to break ground. This was seriously like at least 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In 2026, we're going to break ground on a Coco ride for California Adventure.
Mm.
January 1st came. They were ripping the
walls. Walls are up.
That was it. So they did not waste a second
not at all.
On that. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hope that's good.
I hope that's good.
All they said about it was, it's going to have state-of-the-art animatronics. Yep. Okay, well, that sounds good.
Pandora's still not touched. There's no movement on Pandora yet.
They're supposed to close Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, they haven't even given a date for that yet.
Yeah, no.
So
that's a little worrying.
Yeah.
But now that we've seen Fire and Ash, you know, we know what could go into that. What I'm curious about is when they build it, you know, when they built Avatar Land in Florida, it was 2017 that opened up. And there was stuff from the second movie in it.
And that was
5 years
off.
Away. Yeah, it was 5 years away.
Yeah.
Are we going to get anything from Avatar 4 and 5 in our land?
I think that'd be cool.
They might be out by the time the land gets built.
I know.
So who knows? Anyway.
You said the next one, I think, is coming out 2029 or something?
I think it is, yeah. So, I think so. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's other theme park news. That's all I can think of
right
now. Nothing is Galaxy's Edge.
Nothing as big as the Galaxy's Edge thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, we could talk about the main thing. We actually should. I feel like we told them where we were. We were in front of
the
theater.
Theater.
What we haven't told, I feel like we didn't go into enough detail.
You might notice a few people walking
this
by.
This is actually... Truth be told, our boldest setup yet, because we are in the the thoroughfare, whatever you want to call it.
For Space Mountain.
For Space Mountain, one of the biggest theme park attractions of all time.
Yeah.
And
I think our last episode, we were in the most remote area of a theme park.
Yes.
And then now we're in the most used area of a theme
Literally park. The opposite. We are in the end. Yeah, everyone who wants to go on Space Mountain has to pass through here.
Yep.
But it's a perfect view of the theater, so we had to.
And I did notice as we were waiting for this, about every few minutes another plaid was walking by.
So keep
an eye out.
You're going to see celebrities in this episode. Yeah. If you ever were going to, it would be this one.
It would be this one.
You're going to see Sydney Sweeney at some point. do you know Jacob Elordi?
No.
You'll know.
Oh, I'll know when I see him.
I can't think of anybody else famous.
I don't think there's anybody else.
I think everybody else kind of lost their fame.
Yeah.
This guy, there's a guy walking by, looked like Chris Cornell, but
he's
dead. So that can't be, unless he did a trick. Anyway. So we can get to the main thing.
Yes.
Our favorite theme park movies.
Mm-hmm.
Movies as attraction movies.
The attraction is
attraction
the film.
Films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That basically they're in the parks and they're just there to have you watch a film.
Yeah.
And
I think you see this, I think it's commonly believed.
Mm-hmm.
You see less of that in California because California, the theme parks, I feel like are a lot more locals.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
It's people from LA hanging out for the weekend. You know, us, like we drove up from San Diego, we're here chilling, and we're gonna go back home.
Yep.
Things like Florida and other states, it's tourism.
It's a destination.
Yeah, it's
where they fly from everywhere, and they fly in. They gotta see this, that.
And there's a lot more want for a show. You're getting a constant flux of new people.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see a show or like Carousel Progress or a movie.
Yeah,
they'll come watch that, and then the next week someone else is there.
Yes.
But here in California, we'll watch the show one time, and then everyone's kind of done with it.
And then I'll come and I'm like, I don't need to see that this time. I'll see it next time or something like that.
So so there's a lot less investment in those things here. Mm. We used to have here in Disneyland, we used to have a Circle Vision here in Disneyland where it was the theater that goes all around you.
Yes.
Where you have
leaning poles.
A leaning post like this, and you look around, oh, I'm gonna lean over here.
The whole movie's completely around you. You turn around, you look behind you, stuff's happening, you look forward, stuff's happening.
And what's funny is it has somehow survived in Florida. That's the only place I could think of that has
multiple.
Yeah.
So
which is crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy. We had one and it's gone now. It's Buzz Lightyear. But
you know what's really funny?
What?
It's like 50 times during this. So our camera is set up on a table far away from us right now. You'd be surprised how far away it is.
Yeah.
And no adult has messed with it, but every kid has walked by it, like, can I touch that? And they've all been stopped. So parents are doing their thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. So attractions that are a movie.
Yep.
It's very rare that a movie is filmed just for a theme park, but it does happen. Circle Vision was kind of the first.
Yeah.
Because they had like a circle of cameras and they would hit record and put it on the roof of a car.
They would just do that.
And drive around.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Were you recording right now?
Yeah.
I'm such a big fan of you guys.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to tell you, like, can you not record?
Yeah, we just didn't want to know. Yeah. No.
Which would have been fine. But,
I've been watching you for like 15 years.
Oh, thank you so much.
I met you once, like at the Menton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No worries.
He's always the cold one, so it's hard to approach him, you know. Thank you so much. Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah.
That was so nice.
I was afraid we were going to get in trouble, which has happened before.
Yeah, like, I thought it was, oh, you're recording. Okay, can we just turn that off?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. So, yeah, okay, so what was I just saying? Oh, so theme park movies.
Circle Vision was basically
Circle
the first
Vision
one.
Was the first, they would put the cameras on a car
which
and, like, drive it around.
Which I loved as a kid.
Yeah.
I watched the one here when I was a kid, but I don't remember much of it. It was...
Yeah, I think I saw, like, was it America the Beautiful?
Yeah, I remember the lobby, because the lobby was full of tons of colorful stuff and things and, like sun-like pictures and stuff like that. I don't remember. I remember the movie a little bit, but mostly the lobby before you get into the movie.
I remember it's so funny because sometimes I think I've talked about this before, but going to Disney World unlocked sensations that I had when I was a kid that I locked away, that I never thought about. Because a lot of things that were here went there.
Yes.
And I hadn't experienced since I was a child. Mm-hmm. So when I did Carousel of Progress, it was like, the building rotating, that just that feeling.
It was like, oh, I remember this.
I have a sense memory of this as a kid, the feeling that the theater turning. I remember seeing America, America Sings.
America Sings, yeah, yeah.
Back when I was a kid. So I had that when I went to Epcot and saw Circle Vision. Mm-hmm. It was like Reflections of China or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like the feeling I have of this being around me.
Because it also, sometimes they pan up or down, and you kind of get disoriented
a little
bit.
It kind of feels
like
you're moving.
Yeah, it kind of feels like you're moving, like the whole place is moving.
Yeah, and it's easy to trick your brain.
It is, for sure.
Yeah.
And I got that feeling. I remember having that when I was a kid, because I remember they warned people about that when I was a kid. They're like, you might feel some discomfort or something, depending on it. And I was like, oh, what are we in for? Yeah. And then it did that a little bit. I'm like, oh, that is a little weird. And I remember that when I went to Epcot and went to the shows there.
Isn't that funny, though? Yeah, it was a sense memory that I went, it unlocked that. Yeah. I really had a lot of, I left when I first went to Epcot and Disney World in general, but mostly Epcot.
Yeah.
I left feeling like I had been there in another life. I
really,
I left and I was like, that's the most I've ever felt like I've already lived a life once.
Because and all I died of that and when you were a little kid was here.
And it has to be that.
And then you went on it and then it disappeared.
It
and
has
then
to
you
be
went
that.
Years later into adulthood, you went on this and it's like, oh, all these sensations are coming back.
I also had that feeling on Spaceship Earth, which was never here.
Yeah.
But I got off that ride and I was like, I've been on that. In another life, I've been on that.
Really?
And I do think it might be. This is going to sound weird. It smells a lot like the 80s did here.
Yes.
In the 80s, there was a certain smell Tomorrowland had.
Mm-hmm.
And Epcot, I know I sound insane, but like when you go into the lobby of Spaceship Earth, that's what it smelled like in Star Tours here and other stuff. So I think it's just sensory things. But I felt like, I was like, I've been here. Dude, I've been here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now that I've sounded crazy enough. Anyway, so yeah, a lot of those things are there. I don't have America the Beautiful, so we have lists.
I don't have that.
Made.
I didn't do anything I've never been on.
Yeah.
And I had been
Same
on
here.
That, but I remember so little
Same
from
here,
it.
Same here, so I didn't rank that.
I did not rank it.
Yeah.
So I didn't put that on my list.
But we can, you know, hit these runners up, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe, or do we want to go through our top five and then do the runners up like
before
number one?
Yeah, let's do our top five and then we'll see what, because I bet you maybe some runners up made it to your list and not mine. Or the opposite way.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I think you're not going to be surprised by my number one.
I'm not going to be surprised by my number one. You're not going to be surprised by my number one. I think we might have the same one.
But I think you might be shocked by my two and three.
Okay.
I think I got some choices you might go, wait, really? Okay. So let's start at the bottom, number five.
Yeah.
You want to say yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say mine.
Number five.
My number five is Impressions de France.
Impressions de France. How do you say it? Impressions de
France.
I've heard Impressions de France.
That's the term.
Okay. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your number five.
Yes. I love that film, because it's old. It's really old still.
Yes.
And they have, now it's like half and half of this Beauty and the Beast show and this one. And so I just try to make sure I only go there when it's not the Beauty and the Beast show.
I try to go when they're showing the France film.
Yeah.
I think it's a shame that that's not just the only film. I hate that.
It's some sing-along. It's just they play the
Beauty
movie
and the Beast sing-along.
And you sing-along to it. I do not care.
No, I
want to learn
that.
About France.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
And that's the purpose it's meant for.
Of those pavilions is to learn about that country.
Yeah.
And when you stay in the Disney bubble, when it's all just Disney characters, it's kind of whack to me.
Yeah, I think so too.
But
I absolutely love that show.
The Beauty and the Beast sing-along is not on my list.
No.
I'll just say that.
It's not even on my honorable mentions.
No, hell.
Got it out of there.
Nothing honorable about that.
but that is my number five.
I think when you go into the Impressions de France Theater, that room is a time machine. Imagineers literally sometimes call that room the time machine, because that theater is the way it was in 1982.
It's untouched.
Same
Even
theater.
The seats.
It's one of very few things in Epcot to never be touched.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of 80s stuff in there, but that is one that is the same.
Yeah.
And the film is the same. Although, in the last 5 years or something like that, it got a 4K
remaster. Looks amazing.
And it looks It's
pops. Same film, same old film from the 80s,
yes.
but so
the
good.
The film is untouched, but they've cleaned the hell out of it. And it looks fantastic.
Yes. And it's not a circle vision. It's just a regular theater size movie.
Actually, it's out of your peripheral.
It opens up further.
It's a half circle vision.
Yes.
So it does leave your peripheral.
Yeah, the curtains actually go wider than you think they should go.
Yeah, so
I forgot about that.
Also makes it its own unique thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know any other movie that's just that wide. Mm-hmm. It's just super, super wide. It's the widest movie.
Yeah.
The widest movie that isn't a circle.
Yes.
Anyway, and I mean, they haven't changed the title card. It's old-ass 80s title card.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just goes through its vignettes of France.
Yeah.
It just flies over stuff.
Tour de France, all that kind of stuff. Like,
and then you're in the back of someone's wagon as they're going through a marketplace, and they're buying arts and crafts, they're buying fresh food, you know, flowers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just all these little quiet vignettes. You know, in a theme park that's full of loud shit, and, you know, now of course, like Guardians of the Galaxy, things like, I hate that stuff. When that you could still go there and see something that's just, here's all these beautiful moments you can have.
Countryside,
in another country.
All this stuff, yeah.
And it really savors it. It doesn't even have much of a narration. Mm. I think it says, there's a couple things said.
Yeah.
But that's it. And it just lets
it
play.
It's just to show the beauty of another country, like, which everybody should know.
It is the vibe of day one World Showcase, Epcot.
100%.
And it stays today, and people still enjoy the film.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, it's not so long that if you don't like it, you're miserable. It's just the right length. You know, where you have an experience and it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the moments where Disney just can be art for a second. Mm-hmm. There's very few of those now.
Yeah.
It's all characters and commercials and whatever, and that's fine. But it's like, oh, this is still just an art film.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Now, I have to say, that's not my number five.
It's not? What?
No. May still be on my list.
Okay.
You don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't
it's
know.
Maybe it's a runner-up for me.
Yeah, maybe.
But Impressions du France, I'm in agreement with you.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Harder to see now because you have to time it right so that it's like during the time when they're actually showing it.
They show it in the mornings and at night.
Yep.
And I think that is so screwed
so
up.
So wrong. Yeah.
So wrong. All right, my number five.
Yeah.
My number five out of theme park film. Now, it is a film.
Yeah.
But there is more added to the experience make it. So it's got a little unfair advantage.
You can have that. You can have extra special effects or something like that.
It's a 3D movie with a bunch of effects, but it is a movie.
Yeah.
Muppet Vision. Got to go Muppet Vision 3D.
Yes. Classic.
Just closed.
It's not anywhere on Earth now.
But it's the last thing that Jim Henson worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic. Has jokes that make fun of 3D gimmicks that they still use to this day.
Yeah.
Oh, and this film, at no point will it be resorting to any cheap 3D gags. Literally, the movie has when it says 3D, it comes out on a stick and someone's just going, they're just shaking it. That makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
Or made me laugh, I should
the,
say.
The comedy writing in that was so good.
Amazing.
Absolutely love that. I also love the effects that they put. They have animatronics in it.
Yeah.
They have bubble effects in it. Like
they pull out all the stuff.
So you're looking behind you because stuff's happening there.
Yeah.
Like, it's a classic, and it is such a tragedy. It's completely gone now.
Classic front to back.
Yep.
The only reason that's on my number five and not higher, I think it's in terms of execution, I think it's executed 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason it's not higher is I tend to like, I'm not the biggest Muppet guy. That's not saying I don't like them.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a fan of the parks than the Muppets brand.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. I'm a big, huge Disney fan.
Yeah.
I don't care about the characters that much.
Yeah, I'm not
I don't need anything with Mickey on it. I don't need any of that stuff.
I like when Disney maximizes an art form
more
than, I love this character, you know?
Yep.
So maybe this is giving things away here. I would rank something like Impressions de France higher than Muppets.
Really? Okay.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's my vibe.
Yeah.
Muppet Vision, though, it's just, to execute that type of thing, you're going in the theater to see the Muppets, they're going to put on a show for you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you execute it better than that?
Yeah.
They absolutely knocked that out of the park.
To 100%.
The point, I mean, there's a live actor, costume actor.
Yep.
That walks from beginning through to as end. Snookums or whatever.
Like they
his
never
name
got
is.
Rid of that. It's yeah. part of the show. And yeah.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Yeah.
I mean,
Bean
it's.
Money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Animatronics. There's effects that even people didn't notice until the last day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people who are like, I've been on this 100 times. I've never noticed that when they're shooting arrows during this one part, that there's arrows stuck in the wall yeah. by Bean Bunny
they,
or whatever.
They like
is.
Pop out because they're yeah. during that part and they're hidden and they pop out.
I never noticed it until it yeah. was the last
yep.
week.
I didn't either.
Out. So, yeah, it, just fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, only reason it doesn't rank higher for me is I'm.
It's more it's character
so,
based.
It's so in on the Muppets characters and I don't care about them as much as.
I can see that.
Yeah, I like things that are really made to be a theme park.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Not so much a character thing.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Muppet guy, although I do appreciate them.
Yes, I do too.
They're doing a new Muppet show in February. I think it's just a one-off.
I heard about this, yes. Yeah.
I think it's just a one-off, but it is in the old format, like the old Muppet show used
yeah,
to be.
Yeah.
And I do dig that because I remember a long time ago, years ago, people saying like, it's a shame the Muppet show isn't around anymore because like, Sabrina Carpenter would have been like a great guest. Like they yeah. were like, can't you picture her with like Miss Piggy?
More modern
like,
things.
Like back yeah. in the day, that would have been great.
Yeah.
That's exactly, it's like they read all those tweets and went, mm-hmm. no, let's do that.
Yeah.
So it's like the promos are out and it's like Sabrina Carpenter and Miss Piggy
yes.
like knocking shit over.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it's good. I hope that, I yeah. want it to be good, but I also feel like they start a new Muppet thing every other day and then it's canceled.
I haven't seen most of it either. I yeah. haven't seen many of the, like, the new movies.
I liked the
reboot, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about that. But I did like the, they did the Muppet Haunted Mansion special or whatever.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really care. Anyway, all right, that's my number 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What's your number 4?
Number 4.
Now let me ask, wait, I don't know if this is giving it away.
Yeah.
Is Muppet Vision on your top 5?
It is.
It is. So it's higher.
Higher.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess I should admit, yeah, Impressions is higher.
Okay.
I actually think it should be higher on yours. I'll tell you. I'll say it. But you can make an argument for Muppets the same way. I think it's a little bit sad that it's not higher, but I'll explain my reasoning.
Okay.
Anyway, what's your number 4?
My number 4? This I don't even think is on your list. Probably not.
Okay.
It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is not in my top 5.
Yeah. I think that is so like technically cool.
Yeah.
It's just I know it like I love that the effects in that ride. I think
yeah.
I know the movie is just kind of rolling out different bugs and teaching about them but this one does this. This one does this, but I really like how many effects they threw in there.
Yes.
The animatronics are really
they
good.
They were really good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just everything, the sensory effects, the things they do in the thing.
Yes.
I love that. Like,
yes.
And I'm bummed, that's gone all too. That's yeah. completely gone.
I haven't heard great things about, so it's a Zootopia thing?
Yeah,
now,
which I don't really
and
care
I've
about.
Heard that they kind of just fast forward through all those effects.
Oh,
hey, here's this, whoa, now what about the, whoa, now this, whoa.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, they're speeding through all this. but I haven't seen it myself, I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to judge
yeah,
it yet.
I haven't seen it yet, so whatever.
I really liked that show too. It creeped me out. I mean, even as a grown adult, there's a point where they fill the room with smoke and then lower Black Widows onto everybody.
That's the best part of the whole thing.
Kids would be running for the doors.
I've never seen a show make kids cry more than this one.
It was like Endgame for kids.
and I'm just in there knowing that's coming.
Yeah.
And just going like, oh man, they're gonna fill this place with a spring of fog
yeah.
and then have spiders come down.
Even as a grown adult, I would cover my eyes during that part. I was always like, I don't want to stop. I just hate being jump scared and there was also an effect in that show where they would suddenly sting you in the back.
Yeah.
They would poke your butt.
Yeah.
So I would watch the show sitting off of the bench.
Yeah,
I don't want to be
you
scared.
You knew that effect was there.
I don't like being startled.
Yeah.
I
love all of that stuff. Like the effect of covering the whole audience with fog for a second I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
They're basically spraying bug repellent, bug poison.
Yes.
Onto the audience.
So I'm gonna say I really enjoyed that show too.
Yeah.
But I will say the reason that's not on my list is I feel like in terms of the 3D film, like, hey, we're gonna do a film in a theater with a bunch of effects and animatronics and whatever. I feel like Muppet Vision perfected that.
Yeah.
And so that's why I would actually, that's the only one of that kind that's on my top five.
Okay.
That's my reasoning, I guess. But I still really like that show.
Yeah. What really puts it, like, just having a cool show and all the effects and stuff, bump it up to me. So that's why, like, I did rate Muppets 3D higher than any of that.
Okay, so that's good to know. Well, okay. So,
what's your number four?
Okay, but I do think that's a good choice.
Okay.
That's actually a great choice. That probably would have been right outside of mine. Okay, is this four, right?
Yeah, this is your number four.
Number four. Again, I think I'm going to get roasted in the comments because
mine kind of
get more boring as they go on.
But that's good. Because
I like when they're dry and weird.
I love history, mm-hmm. and I love just learning about stuff, mm-hmm. so I can see that. Like, I get that. Like,
so this is why I think people are going to go, all right, your five was Muppet Vision, beloved attraction. This next one is higher than that. I hate to say it.
What?
Epcot, Reflections of China. It's a surviving Circle Vision movie.
Yep.
They used to play it here, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love, again, it's like, it's not characters.
No.
Oh my God, that's old school, man.
It's not characters. I'm actually gonna, like, walk you through China, show you these beautiful vistas.
And this one's actually three-dimensional.
Yeah.
360.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look everything.
Old school Circle Vision.
Yes.
I love old school Circle Vision. Mm-hmm. That's like Walt was around to invent that.
Yeah.
Not that he did it himself, but he was around for that.
Yeah.
So I love that it survives through that. Although it's funny, you remember right before the pandemic, they announced we're doing a new China film. Do you remember this?
I do remember that.
We're going to do a new film for China, and it's going to be Circle Vision, but it'll be unbroken. It'll be all one.
Yeah, the seams, because there's seams for the projectors.
Yeah.
That, like, the film projectors.
They're projecting 12 different images to make a circle.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, this one is unbroken. It's going to be one ring around
you.
Where is it? Never happened.
Never happened.
I thought they even had, like, footage that they, like, hey, look, here's us shooting it.
Yeah.
I thought, but maybe I'm crazy.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Now I don't remember.
Pandemic happened and fell by the wayside. They all died. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, Reflections of China,
mm-hmm.
to me, it's like perfect dry. Although I will say the host. The host, I don't know how well that's aged.
It hasn't aged well.
The way he talks, I'm not going to replicate here.
Yeah.
But I am going to say something. It might be a little risky. Wait for it to clear. At one point, when he starts the film, he goes, ah, China.
Yeah.
That's how he starts it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it to clear. When I first saw it, I thought he said vagina.
Is it all clear? Everything good?
All right, we might bleep that on YouTube. But that's what I thought he said.
Yeah.
So fix that part, maybe clear mm-hmm. that up. No, but anyway, I don't know how well that part's aged. But it's like just showing you everything unique about China.
It really makes me want to go back to 80s China.
Yeah.
I just want to go to 80s China so bad.
Yeah. I just love Circle Vision.
Yeah.
And I love that they're preserving it. It's more that they're preserving the classic...
The classic
Circle Vision format.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that started in Disneyland and went all the way to Epcot.
Yeah, and it's
so
still there.
I love that.
Original, like, starting thing. Like,
that's why I love it. Not that I don't think it's objectively better than Muppet Vision, but for what I enjoy, I go there, I go, yeah, Circle Vision, it's still here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And you can hear, like it's just you go in there and you can hear the stuff kick on when it starts and stuff like that. It's like, this is nice. This
I
is really
that.
Old.
Yeah.
And they have still like a podium in the front and then they get up and they have to give the spiel and everything
it's
like that.
It's all still very 80s setup, you know, So I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my number four.
That's your number four.
Number three, hit us.
My number three? Reflections of China.
Wait, that's your number
three? That's my number three.
So you ranked it higher.
Higher.
than
in Princess du France.
Okay.
And Tough to Be a Book.
Interesting.
That is my number three. Okay. Absolutely love it. Yeah, Host doesn't age well, but other than, like, just absolutely love that. That is my favorite Circle Vision.
Me too. Thing. Yes, yes.
There's multiple and stuff like that, and we'll go into the other one later, but
yeah.
That is my favorite Circle Vision show to
agreed.
Watch.
Agreed.
100%. I have to see that every
time. I'm glad
time.
We're on the same page. Yep. I mean, you're one spot higher, but
yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was going to turn up in your top
yes,
list.
Yes, it has to. I love that stuff. I love yeah. really corny. I just want to learn about a country. Yes. Love that stuff.
So. Well done edutainment.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. Well, all right. Then we kind of covered that one, I
yeah.
guess, right?
We talked about it. I don't think there's anything else other than...
You want to add to it?
No, that's basically it. I will say I do really like, and this goes to all of mm-hmm. World Showcase.
Yeah.
I really like that everybody working World Showcase is hired from the country. It's like a college,
yes.
it's like a college program.
Definitely,
where
yes.
they will, like, you sign up for it and you are from that country. So everybody yes. working there is just, like, living there and working yes. in this thing, and it's great. It's very immersive and very cool to have
I agree.
That be part of the whole show.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's a texture to the land mm-hmm. that is very valued.
Yes, 100%.
You know, when I get German, the caramel corn.
Yeah, or France yeah. and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, what can I get you?
Yeah.
Isn't that a great impression? Isn't that, speaking of impressions in France. anyway, okay, my number three. I think I'm going to hit you with a curveball.
Okay.
I think this one, people are really going to go, Rocco, stop. Now, what I'm telling you is, I don't think this is objectively better than yeah. anything I've said. But I think this did such a good job at what it was trying to do.
Okay.
And I have a nostalgia for it.
Yeah.
And that's playing into it. So
nostalgia definitely is a part of it, for sure.
Yeah. This is just vibes.
Yeah.
And I think people are going to go, really?
Mm.
There was a movie they played at Disneyland for the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And they played it in the Lincoln Theater. The Disneyland 50th anniversary movie with Steve Martin.
Yes, I forgot about this
yes,
one.
Yes, where I told you. I threw yeah. in your curveball here. The Disneyland for decades was going through a phase where people kind of thought it was uncool.
Yeah.
Or it was for kids.
Mm-hmm.
The 50th anniversary of Disneyland really emphasized, hey, this place is awesome.
Yeah.
Look at how much classic stuff is here that no one else has.
Mm-hmm.
And they really played to the nostalgia, to the sweetheartedness of Disneyland. They, you know, they weren't trying to be cool. It was yeah. like, look how awesome, how cool it is, how uncool we are.
Yeah.
A little bit. It just, the 50th anniversary was about embracing what was uniquely Disneyland.
Yes.
And part of that was they made this movie, and it's Steve Martin hosting it because he used to work in Disneyland.
Yeah.
He worked on in the Magic Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And... So they made a movie where he kind of hosts from every land, telling you like what was special in this land.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember, does anyone remember Tomorrowland? There were real life mermaids in the lagoon.
Yeah.
Problem was real life young men kept trying to swim out to them, you know? And
yeah.
you know, he would go through the stuff that rules,
yeah.
but he would also bring up things that failed.
Yeah.
You know, like, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And they try to do this, that didn't work. Anyway, you know.
Didn't it play in the Opera House instead of Lincoln
yeah,
for a bit?
For years.
Years.
And
Lincoln wasn't there,
and then it didn't come back until 2009.
Yeah.
Like, that Steve Martin movie was in there for years.
Yes.
And then finally, they were like, all right, we made it, we shaped up Lincoln. What it was is, prior to that film going in there, the Lincoln show changed over the years,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of made it this new lame show where,
yes.
like, Lincoln, like, was giving you a speech because you were a soldier.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
they played 3D effects where it sounded like they were cutting your hair. And like, I mean, it was weird.
That's too weird.
Yeah, it was like almost like a 4D thing.
Yeah.
They kept trying to update the show, and then it went away.
Yeah.
And the Steve Martin thing played for years.
Took over for
then
a bit.
In 2009, they were like, hey, Tony Baxter is in charge.
Yeah.
He's restoring the old show.
Yep.
But it's going to have a Lincoln animatronic that's like mind-blowing.
Like, state-of-the-art, like, everything
yeah.
like that.
And that's where it's
facial,
at now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Since then, they put in the Walt show,
mm-hmm.
but apparently it will rotate. It doesn't right now,
yeah,
but it will
rotate.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it since it's been on this turntable
But
thing.
It's supposedly pretty close to the original
yeah.
show. So anyway, but yeah, that 50th anniversary show, to me, that is why Disneyland is as popular as it is now. In the early 2000s, it was kind of going, it was
sometimes you'd come here and it was dead. There's yeah. nobody here. Mm-hmm. Disneyland wasn't cool, and it was the 50th anniversary that made everyone go, yeah, why? Disneyland rules.
Yeah.
I love this place. Mm-hmm. Why? They played to the nostalgia so well. And that film, I think, really was a part of it in making people realize how much this place was awesome.
Yep.
And magical, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and I like Steve Martin. So
yeah,
like,
Steve Martin's
and
great.
He did a great job. And then they had like the animated characters interacting with him. And
yeah,
I just think they did a great job with that movie. So some people might think that's a lame choice, but I think that to me kind of was a big kickstarter to me liking theme parks.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that and I'm like, dude, there's so much history here. Yeah. Like, I love coming here, you know? So anyway.
Yeah, and when Lincoln came back, they kept that show. They just moved it to the lobby on its own screen that plays before Lincoln.
And it played there
They did that for years. Like, up until like, what, a few years ago?
Maybe a few years ago.
Yeah, I remember seeing that just
Till the 60th, maybe?
Maybe,
You know. That would have been 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
It was the 70th now.
But I could have sworn I've seen that. That stayed there for a long time.
It really did. It was a perfect primer for the park. It was a perfect, like, hey, I've never been to Disneyland. Hey, sit down and watch this.
Yep.
It really, you watch it and you'd go, I want to go to, I'm ready for Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So, I give it a lot of credit.
Even the 50th fireworks were just all about rides from the entire era, so it's
still haven't topped that.
No, I haven't topped
in
it
in terms
at all.
Of fireworks shows.
No, that was top tier fireworks show.
Yeah. Love the jacket. Love your jacket. Yeah. Amazing jacket. I saw him earlier too, and he had.
Oh, you did.
Not to be weird, but he had it unzipped and had a Rex. Rex. He has a Star Tours jacket with a Rex shirt.
Oh, that's so cool.
He knows what's up.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, he's my man. Anyway, so that's my number three.
That's number three.
I don't think that's in your top five, right? I'm assuming.
No.
Okay.
It is not. I didn't even remember.
Yeah.
I didn't even remember that.
I love that movie. And I would go to see it all the time just because I loved how it made me feel.
Yeah. So anyway. I only ever saw it when it was on the lobby screen.
Yeah.
I never saw that in the Opera House.
My favorite gag, I will say, that Steve Martin had was when they set up Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland gives us the thrills and the ambition and possibility of the upcoming year, 1986. Like, I always thought that was really funny. Yeah. Like, oh, what's going to happen in 1986?
We'll find out.
Anyway. All right.
My number two.
Oh, is that where we're at now? Yeah, number two.
My number three was Reflections of China.
We're getting to the top ones. And then after the twos, we'll do our runners.
Yes.
Up. Okay.
Yeah. My number two, Muppet Vision 3D.
Okay, so
that
you went higher.
That is my number two.
Yeah.
I bumped it up because I love that show. I think I am a bigger fan of the Muppets.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the Muppets, but I get where you're coming from.
I'm not a hater.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I think that show is almost perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I just, everything about it, the writing, the 3D effects, the actual effects in the theater, that almost, it's almost perfect.
I think you're valid. Like, how could I even argue? It's such a well done show.
So good.
I mean, anything else to say about it?
That is basically it. We covered it when it was on your list, for sure.
I think we covered this next one, too. My number two?
What?
Impressions de France. So I think our list is just Muppets and Impressions de France.
Yeah.
Kevin, I think Impressions de France is like almost the definitive theme park movie.
Yeah.
That... It's art in a Disneyland park.
Yeah.
In an amazing theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Now, I would say most people, what would I recommend? Oh, Muppet Vision.
Yeah.
But what I'm looking for, the dry, weird theme park thing.
Yeah.
Impressions de France fills that ticket.
And Impressions de France is still around.
Yes.
You can go see it right now.
Yes.
So.
How did that outlive Muppet Vision?
I know.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Barely, but it did.
Yeah.
But anyway, that is my number two. That just feels like such an old school, authentically wed experience.
Yep.
In a theme park, Impressions de France. So, do I think you should have ranked it higher? Yes. Do I think you should have ranked Muppet Vision lower? No. I don't know. That's my case. I pled my case.
Yeah, I think Muppets is a little like higher on my thing.
I get it.
I get where you're coming from for sure.
Muppet Vision is a front to back attraction.
Yeah.
It's more than a movie.
Yeah.
So I think your reasoning is very solid. I get such a thrill out of the dry, weird thing from the 80s that hasn't been touched.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of which, as we inch towards number one, I think I'm figuring out what both of our number one
yes,
is going to be.
Yes, I think so.
I think we could figure it out.
Yeah.
However, let's talk our runners up that we didn't bring up.
Yeah, yeah.
I jotted some down. Tough to Be a Bug, that would have been somewhere in mine,
yeah.
But whatever. One that I really wanted to rank, but like you said earlier, you know, we're talking the rules we set.
Yeah.
I never saw it, and I feel terrible. But I've seen videos, and it was like, damn, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But I can't pick it because I didn't go.
You never went.
And it's not Disney.
Really? Oh.
T2.
I think I know. Yep.
T2 3D.
And I didn't get to see it either.
Terminator 2 3D.
It was there until like 2009
yeah.
or something. Never went.
Never went. And that kills me.
I know.
I wish I could have. I watched videos and I'm like, why did I not go to this?
We still got Minions. You want to see Minions?
Ugh. Anyway, that broke my heart.
Yeah.
But we had been on that, it probably would be.
That
way
is
up
one
there.
I forgot.
Yeah.
And I didn't even put that on my list, but yes, that is.
If we had gone to that, I bet it'd be in our top five.
Yeah.
There is another Circle Vision in
yes,
Epcot.
Yes, that was in. That's in my honored mentions as well.
Yeah.
Canada Far and Wide.
Yes. I like it, but they've changed it a bunch over the years.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It was Martin Short when I first saw it.
Yeah. And it was something else before that.
Yeah, and I never saw that one.
Yeah.
But now it is a new show that's only been there for a few years now, I think.
Yes.
And it's Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy doing it. And I feel like the Martin Short one was like a little goofier.
Yes.
This one is more like chill. I actually prefer this one.
I think so too.
The newer one.
Yeah, I think so
and
too.
They still kept the song. Like the
yes, Canada.
The theme song.
They always end with Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada. And I like that.
Yes.
I like that they've kept that. But the Canada one, it doesn't feel as classic as the China one.
The other ones,
but it's good.
Are because they're original shows.
Yeah.
They look old.
Yeah.
Like they look like from the 80s, and I think that gives a charm to it that you can't recreate.
Yeah.
So. Even no matter what, if you redo it,
you're
never. It's never going to be as good as the original.
I think Canada has some new footage, but it does still use
a lot of
footage from like the original films.
Yeah,
and stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But just not quite up there. The only thing that I will give bigger props for,
I think I know
almost
what you're talking
literally,
about. Yeah.
Is the Canada theater is like down in a rocky like ravine
with waterfalls, trails.
Yeah. They went too hard. They didn't need to go that hard.
No. But that is, I think, the best entrance to any of these.
I agree.
Any of these
Why
shows
Why is it
or
so
anything,
good?
The entrance to that show is themed better than any of these shows.
And I heard a rumor, I think I brought this up a long time ago, but that one of the dudes that was, like, one of the original people who worked on Disneyland that built a lot of the rock work.
Yeah.
That his last mission, or mission... We're going on another mission. Are you up for it? His last assignment before retirement was that Canadian pavilion, and like he went like extra hard on it.
Yeah,
like
hey, you can.
I'm
tell.
Gonna give you my best rock work.
Yeah, you
like,
can tell.
Oh, you went out on a swan song.
Huge, full of waterfalls.
Yeah.
You don't. It's just.
It's dope.
You're just leading to an area that's like to go into and see a movie.
It's dope.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to go that hard.
No. It's so good.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, Canada, whatever.
Yeah.
I did want to bring up other tenants of this theater.
Yeah, that's on my list as well.
I have
runner-up.
I have to admit this. It's not on my list. One of the big ones, someone who walked by a minute ago brought it up and said, oh, remember this was in there? Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
And it's Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
Yep, the thing that came after EO.
Yes. After Captain EO went away, it was Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
And
it
for
was
years.
What? Wayne Szalinski's got a new...
He's
they're
got
going
a new
to an expo.
Invention. It's an expo that they show off, and it goes awry, like always.
Yeah, and they shrink you.
They shrink you, basically. And then they have all these new effects that they added to the theater that were like, oh, there's tons of mice around and stuff like that. And little, like, tails hit your feet.
Yeah,
and then they have, like, you get sneezed on by a dog and stuff like that. So,
I have to admit, I never did it.
You never did it?
Never went.
Really?
I only went after it was put in. Me and my family maybe only went to Disneyland once or twice.
Yeah.
Well, no, once. And then I started going with my friends in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And it was here.
Yeah.
But I just never heard about it. Yeah, my friends never wanted to go over here. I went once with my family, and they were like, let's do it. But the posters, I'm very jumpy. I'm a jumpy guy. I don't like things that startle me.
Yeah.
And one of those things is like when it's a loud like animal, like a dog barking.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yep.
Really bothers me. Mm-hmm. And every poster had a lion like going in your face or some kind of animal.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I'm good. I don't wanna watch that. Mm-hmm. If there's gonna be animals in my face,
yeah.
I don't wanna watch it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So anyway, I it was like, oh, let's go on it. I was like, I'm gonna pass. Yeah. I'm gonna pass on that.
Yeah.
So
I went on as a kid, yeah. And I did go on it later on as an adult just coming here on
yeah.
Like when I started going regularly,
yeah.
Just with an annual pass and
yeah.
stuff. So
yeah, I should have done that. I wish I had. Honestly, I keep waiting for them to like do a nostalgic thing and like bring it back. I don't know why they don't.
I don't know why either.
It would cost nothing.
And it's empty. They're not doing anything.
It's empty now.
And it's the same thing. You just turn it on. Like,
but it's what I said. It's the doomsday prophecy that I gave.
Yeah.
However long ago. The business has changed since pandemic, and now all these rides have a paid lightning lane. I could pay to cut onto this ride. So now they don't want to run attractions that don't have a paid lightning lane.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, we can't sell a lightning lane on it. So why bother?
So why have it?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And the only reason they've kept some of those things is like they can't touch it. Like Mark Twain boat.
Yep.
Here in California, they are like not allowed to touch that. In Florida, though, they were. So
yeah.
Guess what? Now
it's gone.
I'm telling you. I hate to be doomsday, man,
yeah.
But that's where it's at.
Yeah.
They can't sell a ticket to a theater, a movie, mm-hmm. So they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
It kills me. But anyway, I never did it, so I couldn't rank it.
Okay.
Another movie that was in here, though, there's a couple.
Yeah.
These
ones I think I missed out on.
Captain EO came
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
But then... they were in Star Wars mode for like 10 years over here,
mm-hmm.
And they actually put in a thing called Path of the Jedi.
Yes.
And it was leading up to, Disney's making their own Star Wars movie, Episode 7.
Yeah, Episode 7's coming out.
I didn't know anything about it.
So let's recap the people.
And it recapped. And I will say, as a Star Wars fan, it was great.
Okay.
It was like, I remember going in here, and that's something, it was like 2015, my whole family went, my brother rarely goes,
mm-hmm.
But he went too, and we were like, let's do it. And it was the whole, it's like the whole story arc of Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
Leading up to, okay, and then The Force Awakens is about
yes.
to happen, and it stops there. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm excited for the new one. And
yeah.
It's funny because The Force Awakens and the new trilogy didn't really, Anakin didn't really come into play again.
No.
Like Kylo Ren was obsessed with him.
Yeah.
I still can't believe, though, if I'm being honest, and I enjoyed the new ones. I'm fine.
I did too.
Again, my feeling on them has always been the original six was the full story. The creator said it ended, so all of that was extra stuff.
Mm.
And just like reading the books that had a clone of Luke in them, or Boba Fett survived.
Yeah, yeah.
You would read those books as a kid. Yeah, they're gonna make more movies of fun adventures. Yeah,
yeah
okay.
Yeah.
I'm down. I didn't think too hard about it.
Mm.
But it's so weird to me that the episodes 1 through 6, George Lucas has literally said, it's the story of Anakin Skywalker. Like, Luke redeems him, but mm-hmm. It's the story. It really is the arc of one guy and how
yes.
he falls
yep.
and whatever. And it's so weird to me that 7, 8, 9, it's like, yeah, I've heard about Anakin. Anyway, I can't believe he never came back.
Like
that Kylo didn't see his ghost in like the last one. Like,
yeah.
Hey. Like you blew it, dude.
Yeah.
Like I like that he saw the ghost of Han. That was neat.
That was cool.
That was actually a great moment.
Yeah.
But even people who hated that last movie were like, that was a great moment.
Yeah.
But I'm just surprised you never saw. I don't care. Luke talking to Rey again. Yeah, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Anakin going like, hey, I'm here, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised they never brought it back around.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
Yeah, that it was like you got the creator saying that's what these were about.
Mm.
And to not play him back into it. I don't know. That seemed weird
to
me. Anyway,
But that I never saw, and the reason I never saw the recap kind of thing, I hadn't seen Star Wars.
You hadn't seen the movies.
And I was like, I don't want to spoil it. I want to actually see these movies before the new ones come out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I never did. Yeah. I never saw that.
Well, anyway, it was fine, but then it was here for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And that sucked.
Yes.
It was like, okay, ready.
The movie's out, and it's like,
we don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the last thing I want to bring up is, well, not the last, I guess, but there was a movie even before all of those things.
Yeah.
There was a movie in the 80s, the first 3D, I think it was the first 3D movie, even before Captain EO.
Mm-hmm.
And it started in Epcot. It was an Epcot original, and they brought it here.
Okay.
Magic Journeys.
Yeah.
That is the most cracked out.
I heard about
that. I almost had this in my top five.
Okay.
But I never got to see it.
Yeah.
Maybe I did as a small kid, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I felt wrong ranking it.
Yes.
But that is kind of one of my favorites. Okay. If you watch the videos on YouTube, it is like, what were they doing?
Yeah.
It feels like a drug movie. It feels like just flying. Yeah. All just an ordinary day. All at once we're on our way. Magic journey. It's just like flying over stuff. Mystic flight. At one point, a spooky witch comes out with a broom and is going. I mean, it's like, are you guys okay? What is this? It's like kids having a drug trip.
Yeah.
And so it's awesome. It was an Epcot original. And the reason I like it is it also has the song in it. Magic Journey, which was a Sherman Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Song.
Yeah.
But that theater was sponsored by Kodak.
Mm-hmm.
So before the movie, in the pre-show, they had another song also written by the Sherman Brothers. Long before the old Model T, bum, 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 in the 20th century. It's making memories, making memories, taking pictures. I can go through the whole song. But, I mean, two banger songs in one exhibition?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I wanted to rank that, but I felt like I couldn't.
Yes.
But you can still hear that song if you take a shit.
Oh, yeah. In the bathrooms that are around the corner.
If you use the bathrooms at the Imagination Pavilion,
yeah, they still
play
that.
Playing that music. Although I always hear, Rocco, they changed it. Yeah. And then I think they change it back.
There's always a big thing of like, it's gone. It's gone. That's
dude,
it.
Dude, it's gone.
It's gone. And then
just
a
like
week
one
later,
afternoon.
It comes back. Yeah, it's all good.
I was telling Kevin earlier, the audio shit is weird here because it's really weird because a lot of times, like pretty much every time, like I went to the bathroom right before this in the exit of Space Mountain, mm-hmm. and usually it's like alien. And then I go over there right now and it's playing the 60s Nation on Wheels.
Yeah.
It's playing old 60s Tomorrowland audio. Yeah. The same audio they played in the new Fantastic Four movie, by the way.
Oh, which I haven't seen.
Kevin, I wish you had been in the theater when it got to that part. I popped like I think comic book fans would pop with like, you know, remember when Captain America caught the hammer?
Yeah.
How people said they popped. That was me when they played old Disneyland music in the opening of Fantastic Four. I was like, "Ooh!" I was soy facing. Like, anyway, okay. Last thing I want to bring up. It's a theme park movie that. Oh, Golden Dreams. That was Whoopi Goldberg attraction.
Never saw it. It was always there, and I skipped it.
You call yourself a Whoopi fan?
I know.
It was her existing in different times through California history.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, and now it's Little Mermaid.
It felt very Epcot.
Yeah.
I liked that, but whatever.
Yeah.
The last thing that I'm surprised you haven't brought up might be your number one.
Maybe.
Mickey's PhilharMagic.
God.
I would say one of my least favorite.
I hate that ride.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's just bad CGI.
Donald going
through songs.
Yeah.
And then they got rid of, we got Muppet Vision here in California for a minute.
Yeah.
And then it was whisked away and they gave us PhilharMagic.
Great. But before that, it was even just like, here's a Maleficent trailer and stuff like that. It was like.
They would do movie.
Movie trailers, previews.
I'm surprised they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm surprised. It's a perfect place to go, hey, watch the first 15 minutes of this new movie coming out or something like that.
The best one they ever did where it peaked, the last one I could think of was 2016. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is what ended it. It was here.
Oh, yeah.
They did one for Tomorrowland.
Yes.
The movie. And it was a whole, walking through here was like a whole World's Fair exhibit. Like you were going to a whole World's Fair, and they acted like, you're about to see the magic of the World's Fair, 1964. They acted like it was 1964.
Yeah.
And then they played a 10-minute snippet of the movie. Kind of the best part of the movie. Where he goes to the old
World's Fair.
And that, you know, and that didn't move the needle. So they probably went, look, why are we putting all this money into it?
Yeah.
And you exited, and there was costumes from the movie. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay.
The only two.
Yeah, PhilharMagic.
PhilharMagic, but the only other two, that ride sucks.
Yeah.
But I had two little honorable mentions that aren't really a film in itself, the attraction.
Yeah.
But it's the opening film to another attraction. Then it don't count, but I think. Well,
can I just say real quick before we move on from PhilharMagic?
Yeah.
I had an ex of mine once said something that summed it up really well.
What?
I believe their words were VeggieTales looking ass. That's all. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't want to interrupt, but I want to move on from that.
That fits.
Now we can move on.
The one is I think that the opening film to Lincoln is stellar.
That's with classic.
Two brothers, all that kind of stuff is perfect. And also that basically a lot of people I've seen going don't realize there's like a 15-minute movie before you even see Lincoln.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is this? It's like, I'm just eating it up.
Like, I love it.
I'm like watching it. They're just going through Lincoln's life. Yeah. And I'm like,
I love that.
I'm down that.
Then again, the fact that it's in a California theme park, that's rare now.
That is.
So yeah.
And the other one, it's an opening day attraction that is still there, but there is a movie to the bakery tour.
Oh, yeah!
That as soon as you walk in, it's playing on a screen, and it's Rosie O'Donnell and Colin... Is it Colin Mochrie?
Colin Mochrie, yeah.
And it's so early 2000s.
Yeah.
And they're just talking about how sourdough bread is made in San Francisco.
Yep.
And it is so corny.
I love that that's still there.
And it's still there.
I can't believe it survived. Yeah.
I can't believe it survived either. But that whole experience is the same. They play the same music, same everything.
They redid that whole area for San Francisco.
Yep.
And everyone thought, like, well, that's on the chopping block.
Yeah.
Why would they keep Rosie O'Donnell and Colin Mochrie from
2001? Opening day attraction. Yeah.
They did. It's still there. They did an HD remaster of it.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable.
And it looks great now, but like, that's just an honorable mention. It's not really the whole attraction. It's just one part of it. But I feel like that's perfect.
Those are good choices.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to
it. That's it. We're down to number one because I don't have anything else.
Number one theme park movie ever as a theme park attraction film.
Yeah.
Ever. I want to just say it. It's the same one. Do we have the same one?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Captain EO.
How do you top the captain?
Yeah.
How do you? They don't do it. They don't do that stuff anymore because they peaked.
Yeah.
Captain EO. It's Michael Jackson as a leader of a ragtag band of space pirates, and they're scouring the galaxy. And it's all creatures made by, like, George Lucas' team.
It was the most expensive film at one point.
At one
per
point,
minute.
It was the most expensive film. Yeah. It was $32 million, and the movie was
like 16 minutes. Yeah.
So it was $2 million a minute.
Yeah.
No, what else is that?
Like, I know.
$2 million a minute.
A minute. And I remember watching this as a kid.
Yep.
I loved it as a kid.
Yep.
And I went as a kid a bunch, and then I didn't for a while. And Captain EO was gone during that time.
Yeah.
It closed down, early 90s or something?
Yeah. I don't think it made it to the refurb of Tomorrowland, which was 98.
Yeah. So it didn't make it to that.
At least to then.
Whenever that closed. I don't know exactly the date it closed, but it closed. I saw it as a kid and then didn't see it again for a while. And then they brought it back in 2010?
Michael Jackson died late 09.
And I think they brought it back in 2010.
As Captain EO tribute.
Yes.
But it wasn't any... There's no tribute about it. It was the old film.
Yeah.
From what I understood, I don't know if this is true, but I think they used the old 70-millimeter film.
Yes.
And from what I understand, it was just like, look, we still have 10 reels of film.
Sitting in
just
archives or whatever. Yeah.
Just use them. Sometimes when I would watch, there would be red flashes.
Yeah.
And from what I, I remember people telling me, like, yeah, that the film's like breaking there.
Yeah.
But they've been told to run them until they break.
They're probably patching them up and keeping them, just keeping them alive.
But the fact that it was on film and it was still, and it was, the show was 3D.
Yes.
They used 3D, polarized 3D.
Yeah, in like 86.
Before, you know, I mean, 20 plus years before James Cameron made that mainstream. Yeah. You know, where it's like, hey, put that back in theater.
I've never seen an actual 3D movie that has like the red and blue thing back in the old days. No. I never saw one of those. Really, it was always the polarized glasses.
Exactly, and they used that here. So that was very ahead of its time.
Yeah,
and had the power of Lucasfilm behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It was directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Now the rumor, or I think maybe they confirmed this. They supposedly they wanted Spielberg.
Oh,
they wanted
really?
Spielberg to direct it. Hey, you finally got a thing with it. It definitely felt more like a Lucas and Spielberg thing with all the creatures and things like that. Spielberg is like, yo, I'm with Universal. I can't.
Yeah.
So their other, Lucas's other BFF was Francis Ford Coppola. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you want to direct it? Like, Lucas's thing in the 80s was basically, I don't want to be director.
Yeah.
But he pretty much was.
Yeah.
He was just like, if I don't call myself director, I got someone that can just get the image on camera, but I could still be on the set going, no, don't do that. You know, that was kind of his thing. Willow, you know, he hired Ron Howard. He's on set every day going, don't do this, do that.
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi. He had another, you know,
another director.
Another, I forgot his name.
I can't remember.
But yeah, you know, Lucas was on set like the whole time. Yeah, show that you walk dying, you know, whatever. Like, He pretty much ruled the roost, but he just didn't want to. He's like, I just don't want the job of, how do I get this on? He's like the director just has to get the image on the film.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to be there. I'm a producer. I'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that was his motto.
Yeah.
So Captain EO was just as much him as Coppola. They're buddies, long time buddies. So anyway, they did it. It's got all Lucasfilm in it, and you got the King of Pop.
Yeah.
And the music, oh, shocker, is great.
Yeah, it's so good in it.
And it still has banging choreography when they're like, I don't want to mess my mic up. You know, like, the choreography is still good.
Yeah, the sets look great.
We are Here to Change the World is still good.
Yep.
The sets are good. The effect, there's some cheesy special effects.
Yeah.
With like claymation and stuff. Yeah. Like the robot stop motion.
There were laser effects in the original show.
Yeah.
That they would shoot lasers in the movie, like the spaceship would do, and they would shoot into the audience.
Yeah.
And when it came back, they didn't have any of that because none of that tech was there anymore.
That was ripped
for
out.
That. But they did alter all the tech that was put in for Honey, I Shrunk the Audience for this show. So they used the sprayers. They used the whole theater would move in Honey, I Shrunk the Audience because it was supposed to be lifting up. Somebody would lift up the theater and you'd be kind of doing that. But now they just kind of bump you around to
the
music.
They would bounce you to the music. Yeah. All of a sudden the song would start. And then you'd start to. Everyone is, I don't know how else to word this, inappropriately jiggling to the music. Yeah. Anyway, it was great. If you ever ate a lot, do that, and it would, like, settle your stomach. It would Kobayashi you.
Yeah.
Anyway, the music was so good. Oh, but I will say with the effects, the special effects in the movie, there's at one point a robot morphs into a drum set, and it is, like, the most... I mean, I love it, but it is... It's stop motion.
Yeah.
And it is... like, whoa, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
There's also parts, there's a part where Fuzzball, the little cute mascot, little cute flying rat man.
Yeah, it's got, like, butterfly wings on a rat, that kind of thing.
He flies out of the ship, and even that, it's, like, hard to, they, like, animate his shadow, and then he comes into view.
Yeah.
It's all very, like, patched together analog.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to watch that movie, because... it really feels like, ooh, you're on the cusp of computers.
Yeah.
Not there yet.
Yes.
But you could tell they're trying to pull shots off that, like, you should have waited until you had a computer.
Yeah, until the tech was a little better.
Yeah. And that's why I kind of like it. It feels like the last dying gasp of analog.
Yeah.
When it comes to Lucasfilm. Mm-hmm. And it's also funny because you really watch that film, and I've said it before, you realize all George Lucas wanted to do was do crazy effects and shit with little creatures.
Yeah.
He loves...
just random creatures.
Like, hey, I'm going to make up life forms that don't exist.
Yeah.
And so it's funny to me because I remember when Star Wars Episode 1 came out, how shocked everyone was. Like, what is this? This is like a cartoon.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, the last thing he made before Episode 1 was Captain EO. You should have known it was going to be like that.
Yeah.
That it's full of little creatures and weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, he signaled what that movie was going to be. Anyway, but the great music, and then it ends, you always end singing, because when it ends, it's just another part of me. I mean, that's stuck in my head anytime. And they would play it on loop out here.
Yeah.
It was always like,
when you're exiting, it would keep on playing that music and stuff.
We're sending out. Doo-doo. That, to me, is still the best closing theme.
Yeah.
If I'm ever ending something, like a lot of times when we do a live event, I'll be like, hey, when we close it out, play that.
Yeah.
Like, all right, our live show's over. Another part of me. That, to me, is always the leave the theater music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
They never topped that.
No,
I had no doubt that was going to be your number one.
Yeah.
But like I said, I thought you'd be shocked by my number two, because I was like, is he going to rank Impressions de France as high as me? And the answer was no.
No. I bumped it up. Muppets 3D was definitely. Yes.
How funny, though. Our list was the same except that.
Except for the swap of that.
Yeah, we did swap those. Yeah. Anyway, well, there you have it, folks. The top films. Film attractions ever. Are there any we missed? Yeah, I mean,
there's some in other parks.
There are some in other parks, but I don't really.
Like, I was making a list, and they're like, these are all Disney. Yeah. Except for Terminator 2.
You know what? I should have. It doesn't rank in my list.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say as a runner up
Shrek 3D, because of the whole wet fart thing.
Yeah. When he does a Heisman Trophy, like.
Yeah.
And he spackles the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
That bumps it up.
That bumps it up.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to get into like my fetish on this show. No, one thing that I saw as an attraction that was so cool, and I was like, damn, this is such old school Epcot. Oh, speaking of Epcot, I should say another thing they deserve credit for. In the Land Pavilion, in the last like 5 years, they added a film called Awesome Planet.
Yes, and that's in the theater that has the carpeted walls and all that kind of stuff.
And
yes.
That at one point changed to a Lion King attraction.
Yeah, I never saw the Lion King thing.
Yeah. It used to be something called Symbiosis.
Yeah.
And people said, yo, even old cool Epcot fans are like, that's boring.
Yeah.
It put you to sleep.
Yeah.
They changed it to the Lion King. They actually took characters out of it.
Oh.
It has no IP. It's just, I think you and I saw it.
Yes, we did.
Where they, you know, they just talk about different biomes and the planet and all the different parts of it.
Yeah.
It was good. Educational Epcot movie. I like that.
It was fun.
But something that is not a Disney park, but it felt, and I want you to see it, but it's just not, it's a little too expensive for me to really recommend.
Yeah.
There's an attraction at the Sphere in Vegas called Postcards from Earth.
Okay.
And it is, the whole premise of it is, it's a guy and a girl, I think, getting thawed out on a spaceship. Like, they were frozen and sent 1,000 years in time. And they wake up on the ship, and a recording on there says, you may not remember, but you're from a place called Earth. And we're going to remind you how great Earth was.
Yeah.
And it's all like, you know, you may not remember this time, but let us recap you. And it just goes all around Earth. We had this. And it kind of talks about it in a past tense. Like, we had the best forests. We had glaciers.
Okay.
We had all these things. And it kind of gets sad because it's kind of like, it's all gone.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of do it through, it's by Darren Aronofsky.
Okay.
And it's kind of through the lens of, and it's all gone now. But it makes you appreciate those things that we do still have.
Yeah.
And it's so well done. And I finished it, and I was like, damn, someone made a big budget Epcot movie. It's edutainment.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's just,
the tickets are pricey.
It's kind of like $90 ish to go, even more if you want to sit like right in the middle.
Yeah.
And so I feel like at $50 I could recommend it.
Yeah, but 90 to 100,
I'm kind of like, it's just a movie.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's like, I don't even know. It's like 50 minutes. It's not, but there's a whole exhibit you go through.
Yeah.
It's a cool experience. And if what I'm describing sounds cool, do check it out. But it's just hard to recommend with the price.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I'll just watch it on YouTube. It's probably get the same experience.
I recorded most of it on my phone vertically.
Yeah.
So you can just watch it there.
Cool.
But anyway, it plays on a big 12K screen or more.
Yeah.
No, just, I think it's 18K or something
wrap around
like the sphere. And then the seats have haptics.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So like there's parts where straight up and you're in the Serengeti and then an elephant walks by you and it's like, it's like hitting you.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. And concerts there are cool too because the haptics, the bass, they're like
pumping it into
they're ass jamming. Like they're hitting the brown note. Dude.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it's like it's not just it vibrates. It's haptics. It feels like movement.
Feels real.
I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. So it's not a vibration motor. It's actually real.
There's more tech there.
Yeah.
Why it costs so damn much, I guess. But anyway, Postcards from Earth. I do recommend if you wanted Epcot style film in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's I can recommend that. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I think.
Yeah. I knew we were going to have the same number one.
Yeah.
I knew that going
in.
I was
there.
Just like, this is my number one. I know you're going to pick this as your number one.
Yeah.
So I knew that was going to be. But the lead up was definitely.
Was a ride.
Yep.
Not a movie. all right. Well, let's end it. Should we try? Well, guys, we saved it for the end. We're going to try to get into the EO Theater. Hasn't been occupied in 10 years.
10 years, probably.
Well, yeah, 2016 was Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything's been in it since then.
No.
Wait. Path of the Jedi did come back.
After that?
How do you live like that?
I think it did.
Really?
I think it was in there years more.
Really?
I could be wrong.
I should have seen it then. I just missed out.
Anyway, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
We're going to get into the theater, and I'm going to see if I can find a 70mm film reel of Captain EO. Let's go. Chain. Not allowed to go past that.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
I guess that's that.